And Paul Bongiorno's in our Parliament House studios too. It's cosy in there at the moment. Paul, hello.
Hi there, Fran.
Paul, I'll come to terror in a moment and what's been going on in the UN, but the history wars that have broken out in the Labor Party we were just referring to there, Penny Wong didn't want to get into it, but Kevin Rudd has really reacted with quite a vengeance to Julia Gillard's memoirs, her My Story, being published. He issued a statement last night describing her book as Ms. Gillard's latest contribution to Australian fiction. The Australian people have long reached their own conclusion about her relationship with the truth from the coup to the carbon tax. Despite Penny Wong not wanting to buy into it, it's not helpful for Labor, is it?
Well, no, it's not in the sense that it reminds people that brand Labor failed in its six-year term because it couldn't deal with leadership tensions, leadership failures, that the rivalry between Rudd and Gillard ran deep in a very personal sense, and it's clear that the wounds haven't healed and that there's a lot of resentment, particularly with Kevin Rudd. So, look, this is recent history, but it is history, and I think that the way you saw Penny Wong handle your questions is the only way that the current parliamentary Labor Party can go. Mm. It has to learn from the mistakes of the recent past and get on with its job, just as John Howard got on with the job after the debilitating rivalry with Andrew Peacock. That's ancient history now, but it does show that political parties, political leaders can learn and can get on with it, just in the same way as Tony Abbott was able to unite a very disunited Liberal Party, become an effective opposition leader, and now a Prime Minister. So all of this, I think, all of this is, in broad terms, unhelpful.
Okay, Paul, a couple of other quick ones. How Labor's going to go on this notion of the Cambodian resettlement deal. Scott Morrison will sign it tomorrow, we're told, refugee resettlement deal. The Minister told the NPC recently, the press club, that refugees would only be sent to Cambodia voluntarily. Now, no sign from Penny Wong they're going to try and knock this off necessarily, but do you think it's going to work?
Look, I don't know. I must say that I'm appalled by this development. Amnesty International points out that the human rights record of Cambodia, is bad. This is one of the poorest nations in Asia. I heard the interview on Radio National earlier today from the human rights spokesman up there, just pointing out that Cambodia actually sends refugees back to China. So it makes me wonder what we've come to if this is the way in which we handle people who have been found by the United Nations processes to be genuine refugees, genuinely fearing fleeing persecution.
And Paul, just finally and briefly, the UN Security Council has passed that unanimous resolution cracking down on foreign fighters. We're in the process of doing that here in Australia. But there's also in our laws a crackdown on journalists and whistleblowers revealing information that could be sensitive, regarded as sensitive, and there's concerns about that.
Yes, there are concerns about that, and I thought the intervention yesterday in the Senate of Liberal Democrat Lanholm and also Nick Xenophon did point out that public disclosure will be outlawed with no exceptions for public interest. This is a very worrying development. I think it was Thomas Jefferson that pointed out that if we limit the freedom of the press, we limit our own freedom. And I do hope that the Senate is able to talk some sense to the government on this.
Paul Bongiorno, thank you very much for joining us.
Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor for the Ten Network.